You might be thinking that Jesus made it simpler by just stating it, love God and love others. It's a real simple thing. Isn't it easy in life when a big list is boiled down to just a couple of things? Do you do better when you go to the grocery store and instead of having 10 items, you only have 2? I do a lot better. I get a lot more attaboys when there's only 2 things on the list. I usually can do that. Do you do better when you're putting together some project at home and it has 30 steps and you're able to boil it down to just 2? I know, I'd love to sign up for that. I don't do so well with complicated 30-step processes. But what Jesus is doing here is not boiling it down to make it simple, that everyone can do it. Jesus was expanding the teaching in the Old Testament. The commandments in the Old Testament, time and time again, were negative. By that I mean they asked that you refrain from certain activities. You've heard them before. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not murder. So in Jesus' day, the thought was all you have to do is refrain from certain activity and you're safe. In fact, some people went out into the desert and just hung out and locked themselves in a door. They could say that they were holy because they refrained from doing all those teachings. Jesus, when he brings love into the mix, changes things. Because he's not just saying refrain from certain activities. He's saying you got to go the extra mile, my friends. Don't just refrain from murdering. No, Jesus is saying here, positively protect your neighbor's health and their well-being. Jesus isn't just saying don't avoid stealing. He's saying protect your neighbor's income. In fact, increase your neighbor's income. That's neighborly love. You know, when we hear this, it is shocking to us that Jesus expands it. Who could do such a thing? How is it possible to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your strength? You know what I sometimes think was happening when this lawyer was asking the question? This is the cynical side of me, but I actually think there's scholars would back this up. The lawyer was asking Jesus how he could do the bare minimum of effort and still be in God's kingdom. I heard someone say, that's interesting. I think that's what's going on here. Jesus, tell me just the littlest amount that I can give so that I can get into your kingdom and everything's okay. Did you ever take a class in which your heart wasn't in it and you just gave the bare minimum? That was chemistry class for me. I did all the assignments. I accomplished them and went home and did them. That was good. But I never did them with excitement. I don't know what it was. The periodic table just didn't get me going. I know for a lot of people it's an exciting thing. In fact, my neighbor who was right next to me in the class, they loved getting assignments for chemistry. And when they went home, you see, they cleared their evening because they loved putting together all those letters and so forth. I don't even know what they are, what elements. You can see I did really well. When I got assignments for chemistry, I would go home and play basketball till 8 o'clock at night, come home, and then just give the bare minimum amount of effort so that I could just get by. And then towards the end of that semester, the exam was coming, and I pulled out my calculator and calculated what is the bare minimum amount of studying I can give so I can just get a B minus. Can anyone relate to that? I think so. Kian, yes, you got it. You know how this works. And so that's what I did. I studied up to a certain amount, and that was all I was going to give. That was it, just to get a B minus in the class. You see, what's happening with this lawyer here as he asked Jesus this question is this. He's probably done 80% well obeying all the commandments, but then for 20%, he was involved in the burnt sacrifices and the offerings, and this was the system that was in place. But he never did it with his heart. He did it out of duty and because he had to do it. And when he asked Jesus, he might be thinking in the back of his mind, how can I give a little bit less and still get into God's kingdom? Jesus' answer should really shock us because he's not about bare minimum effort. Love the Lord your God with with all your heart, 100%, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. Give it your all, not bare minimum. How can we do that? How could anyone do that? As I think about this, there's only one way that it can happen. It happens, my friends, when we realize that we are deeply loved by God.